Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Christmas trees are up and decorated. The garland is strung. I sure hope your presents are wrapped. Maybe some delicious food is prepared for you. All is ready for family and friends to gather this holy night to celebrate the greatest gift in the world, Jesus, the Christ child. As your company enters maybe your house, or maybe as you go over to somebody else's house tonight or tomorrow, what's the first thing you look at? The Christmas tree. And everybody looks at the Christmas tree and those beautiful lights that are out there upon it, and everyone's eyes, watch this, everyone's eyes are drawn to the brightest light, the light at the top. Whether it's a star or a light held by an angel, there's always a light at the top. A light that catches your eye. Well, tonight the prophet Isaiah spoke about deep darkness, but an even brighter light. And with encouraging words from our God, he points us, we who live in a dark world, to the light that shines the brightest. That's what tonight is all about. Because on this holy night shines the brightest light of all. A light that God sends into each and every corner of this world, shining into its darkness so that all may see. Whatever Isaiah had to say about darkness, I don't think it was much on the minds of the shepherds that night outside Bethlehem. I suspect that the only darkness that they were thinking about was just another long, dark night out in the fields, tending their sheep. And maybe squinting into what little light there was from the stars, they were looking, hoping that there were no wolves out there, hoping that there were no thieves out there. Otherwise, just a long, dark, cold night. And assuming that Christmas, that first Christmas, took place in winter, that probably meant it was an especially long night. As winter sets in, don't we start to grow tired of the darkness? As each day passes, it becomes increasingly difficult, it seems, to get much of anything accomplished. For many people, a despair or dreariness sets in this time of year. No matter what, how much daylight there is during the day, it doesn't seem like there's enough daylight. You go to work, it's dark. Come home, it's dark. Well, sometimes people feel dark all day long. But God didn't create the world to be in darkness. Instead, it was the first thing he created was light. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light and said, "It was good. It was good." But darkness and dreariness, they can set in, and they do set in, when spiritual darkness happens, when people are separated from God. That's the darkness that Isaiah is talking about. He says, the people walked in darkness. They dwelt in a land of deep darkness. And that's the darkness of sin. Ever since the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, all people walk in spiritual darkness. Because it's in the darkness that we try to hide our sins of pride, of greed, of idolatry, of betrayal, of adultery. The list goes on and on. And in the darkness, in that spiritual darkness, you lose sight of who God is. And you lose sight of who you are as a creature of God. And when you lose sight of who you are, and even dare I say, losing sight of what's right and wrong, that's spiritual darkness. Well, blessed by our God, we're given eyesight that adjusts somewhat to the darkness. The darkness of night is normal for us. And our eyes adjust, maybe like those shepherd's eyes on that dark night, to the dimness of just starlight. And yet in the darkness, we're unable to see things clearly. Our eyes adjust somewhat to the spiritual darkness in our lives too. So much so that we start not to seeing the reality of our own sin. It was much the same for the Israelites during Isaiah's time. Instead of worshiping and honoring God, well, they forgot that their forefathers had been brought from Israel, from Egypt, by God's hand, redeemed to be his people, brought to the promised land, given this promised land. They started worshiping the gods of the Canaanites. First, just a little bit. Then more and more. And the darkness grew. The darkness grew so much that when they were worshiping some of these gods, they were even sacrificing their own children. That's how darkness creeps up upon you and envelops you. And it was truly a time of spiritual darkness, and all they felt was God's displeasure and God's wrath. Dreariness, despair, hopelessness. We too live in times of darkness. Darkness where there's poverty. Darkness where there's terrorism. Darkness where there's injustice. Darkness even for some who fear the weapons of mass destruction. Darkness that leaves so many people in spiritual despair. And even despair like this. Despair that they want to come to God. They want to follow God. They just can't find Him. Distracted by the darkness of the world. Not seeing clearly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what is the darkness in your life? Could it be loneliness? Is that your darkness? Could it be the darkness of guilt about someone you've hurt? Somebody who's hurt you? Someone that you need to forgive, but you just can't seem to do it. Is that your darkness? Is it the darkness from financial stress, which seems to be multiplied this time of year? Darkness from fear of cancer or some kind of disease? Well, maybe those shepherds that night, maybe they were worrying about some of those things too. In the darkness, lying out there under only the starlight with lots of time to think. Well, our prophet Isaiah, he knew that over the centuries there had been flickers of light in the midst of the darkness. Every time it seemed that God's people fell away from him and they felt his displeasure and his wrath, they felt their hopelessness and despair, God would raise up a judge or a prophet or even a king to lead them, to help them. And God made a promise to them. He said, I myself will save you. I myself will lead you. I know that these leaders that you have, they might be good for a while, but they flicker and go out like a candle flame. So I myself will save you. I myself will send a Savior to you. So suddenly, in the midst of all that darkness, suddenly, Christ came. Jesus was born in maybe a very dark night. The light came and shone upon Him. The light shone upon all of the world. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A Savior for you. The angel says, for unto you is born this day a Savior. Martin Luther said, that Savior is as much yours as Mary's. That Son is as much yours as Joseph's. He belongs to you. He was born for you. To bring light into your darkness. The Lord knows you live in darkness. The Lord knows we need help. That's why He sent Christ, His Son, for you. If you leave here tonight knowing one thing, know that He came for you. To give light to your life. Light in the form of forgiveness. Light in the form of being able to talk to God. Light in the form of knowing who God is. Knowing what God has done for you. Knowing who you are in Christ. That life. That light brings hope in the midst of darkness. It brings friendship and comfort in the face of disease and loneliness and grief. And it brings forgiveness. Forgiveness where guilt and hopelessness exist. That is the light for you. The light brought by our Lord Jesus Christ on this night. He is the brightest light of all. In Jesus' name, Amen.